I'm speaking with William Lee, Inservio Project Manager, and today we're discussing his experience handling the property inventories and valuations after the Gatlinburg, Tennessee wildfire. Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yes, ma'am. I started in insurance about 7 years ago as a property and casualty and catastrophe adjuster for Worley Catastrophe. I had moved up to Connecticut and had ran across Inservio, who's, you know, with a lot of carriers. I don't want to name any individual one, but they do work across the board globally and nationwide. And I've been running boots on the ground ever since. I've been with them going on about 2.5 years now.
And so I understand that you have a personal connection to Gatlinburg. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. I was born and raised in Hamblin, which is about 25 miles from the Smoky Mountains. It's in the valley. But we grew up in those mountains all of our lives. So when the Smoky Mountain wildfires hit, you know, Inservio, being a personal company as well as a corporate company, knew that about me, and they had me on the first plane down there to start assisting with valuation and claims in that area, because they knew it was such a, you know, near and dear place to me and where I grew up. So Smoky Mountains is what we consider a level one, where up in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg's where the majority of the fires had happened, and then they worked their way down. So that's where some of my family was evacuated out of, was level one.
Do you recall how soon after the fire started that you arrived there?
I mean, I had arrived there fast enough that there were still woods on fire. There were still trees smoldering. I mean, we were there probably, I'd say 14 to 22 hours after they got some of it, you know, controlled, you know. But, I mean, while we were still up there, luckily I could get into a lot of places due to me being in that area. But there were still things up there that were still on fire when I was there.
And, you know, how did you feel personally, I mean, once you saw that devastation?
Well, personally, since I didn't want to make it about myself, you know, I controlled my emotions the best way I could, because I was really mentally, you know, going into it focused on the people who had just lost everything, the people who I was there representing. But seeing that devastation and going in there day in and day out, it affected me, you know, tenfold. I was going in there and seeing my history burn to the ground and going after, you know, out to eat afterwards, and it was a shock, you know. And when I'm sitting down with my insureds and, you know, they lost family and loved ones and animals and, you know, all their property, you know, I really tried not to make it more about my emotions. I was there really trying to focus on their emotions, and, you know.
And how long were you there?
I was there for a little under a month and a half, maybe more. I had so many claims, you know, down there, I actually lost track of the time. I mean, I was working, you know, sometimes 10 to 14 hour days, just getting everybody on their feet. But I would say I started there right the 1st of December. I didn't get home until almost the end of January, middle January, you know, off and on. You know, and Servio allowed me, because I would go into these places, you know, that were burned up, and they would allow me to, you know, regain my thoughts, you know, give me like a few days breathers, which I was very, you know, appreciative for. So I'd say off and on about a month and a half, yeah.
And tell me about your assignment. You know, how many homeowners did you help, or do you remember the number?
Yes, ma'am. 14 claims, and some were double claimed. You know, some were, you know, commercial, some were, you know, just personal property, but 14, you know, complete recreations, which a lot of time goes into recreations because you have no visuals to go off of, so it's a muscle memory exercise, and to sit with an insured and have them sit there and talk about everything they lost is one of the hardest things that any boots on the ground, any SOS, any adjuster will ever have to do in their life, you know, because you're sitting there and they're emotional and they're, you know, very heartbroken. They've lost everything, so very sporadic, you know. So you're just trying to sit there and be patient and not and do things in doses, you know, 2 hours here, 2 hours there.
And can you share some of those stories of the people you met during your assignment?
Oh yes, ma'am. I mean, as far as names, I can't do that, but as far as the people that I met, you know, I met some really great, you know, individuals who I'll always remember. I met an individual who was a collector of CB radios. He had probably $40,000 worth of CB radios, and he remembered every single model number dating back to the 1980s. You know, that was amazing to me. I met an organ lady that played, you know, church instruments. She was 92. She hand wrote everything out in cursive handwriting. I mean, just things that you can never imagine how these people recreated stuff, you know. And to see their morale even afterwards was strengthening for me, you know. Some other people, you know, they had it, you know, tougher time. You know, they lost, like I said, loved ones, or they lost animals. So those were the most difficult. But even then, you know, those people in the Smoky Mountains, they stayed very strong, more so than I've seen in a long time, which is a standard claim, you know, out in different states. So.
And so what stands out about this experience for you?
A lot. I never thought that I would see something that I had grown up enjoying my whole life, and I'm 30, you know, decimated and, you know, just vast wasteland, you know. I mean, it looked like bombs had dropped, you know, in the mountains and just took away everything that I had grown to love. So it hardened me, you know. Because sometimes when we go out on claims, we can only just set our minds to things and just try to be there to console them. But when they happen to you and your family's evacuated, it's a personal level now when I go out and do my claims. So it's changed my mindset even more so. It used to be robotical, and now it's more, you know, in a almost emotional. Because I really can relate to my insurance on a whole nother, you know, level now. So going there and knowing people had passed away where I had put my feet at, and you know, seeing thousands of acres that I had grown up in just gone, you know, it'll harden you.
And actually, you answered the next question I had. And it sounds like you respond more empathetically when you sort of handle claims nowadays. So that leads to the next question, which, you know, can you offer any tips to people, you know, in the insurance industry who, you know, may find themselves in a situation where they're working a catastrophe loss for the very first time?
Yes, ma'am. I know how I go about a claim, and maybe somebody can use what I, you know, every claim's different, every insured's different, every situation's different. But the thing that works best for me when I have, you know, insureds who've lost everything is patience, understanding, and really showing a genuine care for them. You know, and that's what, you know, and Servio's always taught and preached that, you know. And those are, you know, those are good tools and, you know, useful tools when you meet them. But when you're out there with, you know, somebody who's just lost everything, you get on a personal level, they remember you. They call you and they still say thank you to this day, not just because you're getting them reimbursed and brought back to par, but you genuinely go out there and you care. You know, it's just not going out there throwing some numbers at an insured and then, you know, calling it a day. You know, you're there to really help them. You're there to really show, you know, why our company strives to really make amends and like rebuild, you know, their loss history. So that would be the best advice I could give to anybody coming into, you know, the insurance world as a property and casualty adjuster, as an inventory specialist, et cetera. That would be my words of advice.
And one last question. If you said your family was evacuated, what happened with them?
Well, my sister works in that area that was affected, and she was it was kind of in, you know, unprocessed stages. So stage one was where, you know, the most severe of the fires happened, which is called, you know, the spur, where it kind of splits the two mountains of the Smokies, where you got the North Carolina side, then you got the Newport, you know, Sevierville side. Then you got stage two and threes, which are lower in the valley. My sister's stage one, and you know, they got evacuated. Her house got smoke damage. Luckily, their house didn't burn. But on the flip side of that, one thing that really stood out to me was we were there representing people who had, you know, insurance. I happened to go out and meet some of the, you know, local people at a restaurant and had spoken with them. And one specific lady that I had met was housing 24 people in like a 1,500 square foot home, and they all lost everything that they loved, and they had no insurance. So there was 24 people right there with no insurance who are, you know, just back to the basics, you know, to clothes on their back and trying to rebuild from the ground up. You know, so that stuff, you know, really changed my mindset too. How many people lost things up in those mountains that had nothing to fall back on, had no insurance, you know.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it. William Lee and Servio Project Manager.